The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gates of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin, and the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and he glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole Judea and all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. Arise, young man, and sit up. It's a command by Jesus himself. It's very different to the way of Elijah. He also resurrected a young man, a boy, but he was is called the Lord God. Let this young man be alive. His petition. Is a prophet, is not the Messiah. Jesus himself is the Messiah, the anointed one, the one who come to us. I think you remember another episode when Jesus was called because a young girl was dying, and then on the way she died, a 12 years girl, and the people say, "Lord, you don't have to come. He's dead. She's dead." Then what Jesus says, "No, she's asleep." So when they went to the house, so much music, sorrowful music, because of for the dead. And Jesus calling all the people outside with his three apostles, and then the parents inside the room, and he said, "Talitha kum, young girl, rise up." It's a command of Jesus. Jesus is very powerful. Today, Jesus also can heal us, can bring us up. We need to call upon him. This time, Jesus wasn't asked because he has pity with this woman. Even this woman didn't ask, he approached the woman. So Jesus is always ready to help those who wouldn't want to be helped. Talitha kum, rise up. So these words means we want to follow Jesus. Many times we need to ask his help. We are so weak. Although we are not dead, but we are dead in certain sense. If we don't have the spirit of his spirit of God, spirit of forgiveness, spirit of unity, if you don't live this way in the family, in the place where you work, if you don't want to be an instrument of his, of this unity, in a certain sense, we are dead. No life. Life is a communion. Life is a blessed Trinity. We're baptized in this Trinity life. That means mutual love. We are called, we're immersed into his life. And more than that, with this Eucharist, we're really one with Jesus. So our life, that doesn't mean we're awake or not awake. Our life means in the Spirit of Jesus. And the Spirit of Jesus is very simple. He every moment to fulfill the will of God in him. In us also, the will of God for you now, you sit down and listen. The will of God for me to celebrate this Mass together with you. This is my will of God for the time being. Although I might have time, I might have other things to do tomorrow or this evening. For me, it's more important for Jesus. If he asks me to go to see him, so nice that we fulfilling his will with love. I speak with love. You listen with love. There's a mutual love. That's the Spirit comes in. With two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. Jesus promised. So all the time, when you got some good ideas, even from the readings, from the preaching, from the songs, if you're in one mind, one heart, that's the Holy Spirit. That's life. Otherwise, you're thinking so many things outside, abstract, distracted all the time, allowing yourself to be distracted. Distraction is always there. But at least you can come back. Otherwise, you voluntarily go out the mind. You are dead. You have no life, no love, no spirit of, of Christ. So maybe Jesus is calling you, rise up, have the Spirit, pray for this. Jesus is always open his ear. He's listening. Trust. This is our faith. Trust in his love. Jesus is always the first one to love. You see, this young man with the widow. The widow was only crying. He left us. So let us pray that, like this young man, he's not dead. Otherwise, he won't call, young man, rise up. For us, he's dead. For Jesus, he's asleep. If we are not dead, so much so, Jesus is calling you, people, rise up with me. Live with me. Follow me. This is our simple calling. By the way, there's another episode by a lady, an Italian lady. She got a kind of icon of vision on the facts that was happening there. Then Jesus wanted to leave the city. And then the gentleman came and asked, Jesus, can you stay in my house? So Jesus was asking, who are you, gentleman? He's in charge of the synagogue over there, of the city. Oh yes, Jesus. But this time, I'm busy. I'm on my way. But then Jesus says, I will come back to your house. But then Jesus mentioned one thing. I do whatever is right. Jesus said, if I came 2 hours late, this man already buried in the cemetery. I just come in time. Because my time is a time with God the Father that's so matching that I can be with this family. I can rise him up. Because Jesus also teaching us one thing important. I'm doing the will of God. Many times we are supposed to do these things, and then you use the time to do other things. Very young people, you're supposed to study, and then you play first with your WhatsApp and play with your games. And many times you're so tired and start to open the book and you fall half asleep. That's the point. Jesus said, I cannot stay. He said, if I waste my time in other place, I won't be in time to meet this man. You see? Jesus using his time, matching his time. Whenever it's the will of God, do it right away. Otherwise, you'll be late. Otherwise, you will not meet Jesus. You're late. Jesus always doing things in his time. If you're not in time, you may lose Jesus. That's a big loss. So we can imagine, no? Although this is not from the scripture, it is from, it's a private tuition of a Italian woman called Valtorta. It's a very famous book for 5 volumes of his inspiration. Jesus gave her these passages that we know something more than what happened during the time of Jesus. Anyway, it is not very important, but you can see Jesus very mean to do right thing at the right time. Me too. And that's life. Otherwise, procrastinate is not life. Laziness is not a virtue. We are called to be saints, right? To be holy. Holy means have discipline. Not just here and there and no backbones. This is not the will of the Father. God wants us, each one of us, strong, just like God, Jesus calling the young girl, Talitha kum, girl, rise up, stand and rise up. Be standing.